Hello everyone, Michael Kerr here with another episode of Humor at Work. So I'm carrying on with our three-part series here, my three R's of putting humor to work for less stress. I've talked about how powerful and effective humor can be at helping us relax, how we can use humor to help reward ourselves and our teams in the face of stress, and the final R I want to talk about is how humor can help you reframe your challenges and stressors. Now, let's be clear. I'm not talking about putting on rose-colored glasses and telling people to turn that frown upside down and becoming a blind optimist and ignoring conflicts, because if we ignore conflicts, we only create bigger conflicts down the road. I'm talking, though, about embracing a healthy sense of humor and reminding ourselves that stress truly is in the eye of the beholder. It is not the flat tire, the traffic jam, the 847 email messages that causes us stress. It's our interpretation of those events that is the sole source of stress, not the events themselves. Stress is in the eye of the beholder. The great news is humor is also in the eye of the beholder. Humor is nothing more than how we see the world around us, how we interpret the events around us. And so we can practice, we can tap into our sense of humor, nurture our sense of humor to help us see things in a healthier light. Seeing them in a different way by reframing them with humor, it also helps us to come up with creative solutions. It can be as simple as, I don't know, say you're walking down the hallway at work and you trip and fall. You've got a choice, right? As to how you react. We all have a choice. You can be embarrassed, you can get mad, you can curse the darn floor, or you can dramatically leap up to your feet and ask for a standing ovation. Or you can say, wow, a 9.2 from the Romanian judge. I'm going to the Olympics, baby. Reframing really can help, and it's just a matter of playing around with the situations. Maybe it's coming up with a mantra for yourself every time something stresses you out, just reminding yourself that you really didn't order this today, or asking Scotty to beam you up, something silly, something simple. You know, speaking of going to the Olympics, as I just mentioned, it's been shown that often, not always, but often, silver medalist athletes are less happy with their medal than the bronze medalists, which doesn't seem to make sense on the surface. But again, it's the power of what our inner voice is saying. That's what's going on here, because the silver medalist's voice is saying what? Oh, I missed gold. Missed it by that much. What is the bronze medalist voice saying? Poosh! I made it onto the podium. No one remembers the fourth place person. So we have to remember the power of that internal dialogue, and tapping into our sense of humor, even in just simple ways, can make a difference. In the 1989 San Francisco earthquake, after a building was demolished, somebody put up a sign that said, "Building for sale, some assembly required." Now there's a classic example. You can't control an earthquake, but you can control your reaction to the earthquake with a little bit of humor. And you know, even doing the simple little, okay, this situation is bad, but it could be worse, and reframing it that way and exaggerating how it could be worse is an incredibly simple technique to help you gain some perspective and laugh in the face of a stressful situation. And now it's time for my fun at work tip. Reframe your job title. Rather than having the same old, sometimes boring sounding job title, reframe it so that it's more fun, more creative, more interesting, more inspiring, and perhaps even reflects the true nature of your work. For example, I've come across recently not receptionists. How's this for a better job title than receptionist? Director of First Impressions. Or the manager of food and beverage in a hotel in Florida. Or the job title, rather than that, is the manager of vibe. Because that's the focus, that's the end result of that person's job, is to manage the vibe. So get creative, come up with a more fun, interesting job title. If you're not allowed to do it for whatever reason, then at least do it on the backside of your business card, or put it in brackets beneath your real job title. But have some fun. You can turn it into a team effort, too, and come up with creative, fun, interesting job titles for everybody on your team. And now the quote of the week from that legendary guru, Tom Peters. If you are working in a company that is not enthusiastic, creative, clever, curious, and just plain fun, you've got troubles. Serious troubles. I could not have said that better myself. And finally, in It's a Wacky World, I wanted to share some of the humor that I used to come across when I worked as a park naturalist many, many years ago in beautiful Banff National Park in the Canadian Rockies. You know, a very simple way to grow your sense of humor is to start a humor file. Well, I had a humor file where I collected some of those wacky tourist questions that people would ask us in the Canadian Rockies. And it's a great way to keep your sense of humor, grow your sense of humor, and remind you of the wackiness that's out there in the world just waiting to be laughed at. So some of the questions that I used to get are questions like, at what elevation does an elk become a moose? That's a lovely Canadian flag you have. Does it come in other colors? How many undiscovered lakes do you have around here? Is it true that to escape a bear you have to climb a tree that's the same width as your head? So start your own humor file to grow your sense of humor. And until next time, keep practicing those three R's. Relax, reward, and reframe, and keep putting humor to work for less stress and more success.